the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak وَأَسْتَشْفِعُ بِكَ إِلَى نَفْسِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِجُودِكَ أَنْ تُدْنِيَنِي مِنْ قُرْبِكَ وَأَنْ تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ وَأَنْ تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَكَ. Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we started talking about the part of the supplication where Imam alayhi salam says, Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik. O Allah, I seek nearness to you through your remembrance. We said that the human's excessive belonging to the material issues has made him like a prisoner in these ruins of remoteness from the Almighty Allah, and he has to start a migration by this remembrance. But as the scholars suggest, there are three possible meanings for remembrance or dhikr. The first that we discussed was the sincere attention to the Almighty Allah, what is contrary to negligence. And this is what the most eminent figures in the history have sought the Almighty Allah's nearness and mercy. The second meaning was the Holy Quran itself, which we sufficiently discussed in the previous program and its different verses, because Almighty Allah, He Himself says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have sent down the remembrance and we watch over it, and this remembrance is referring to Holy Quran and nothing else. Now, the third possible meaning for dhikr is the Prophet ﷺ and his household. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth Imam, has narrated an important tradition that includes a major issue and a lofty meaning. The late Kulayni in his Kafi has narrated this tradition as the opening to the chapter which is on excellence of Quran. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, explaining about the verse Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Prayer forbids indecency and dishonor, and Almighty Allah's remembrance is greater. He says, وَنَحْنُ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ وَنَحْنُ أَكْبَرُ. And we are Almighty Allah's remembrance, and we are greater. So, remembrance for sure means the Prophet ﷺ and 12 infallible Imams, who are the successors of the Prophet. They are not just the successors of him, but just the successors of belief, the successors of his morality, knowledge, his insight. They are the transmitters of the rules of the Holy Quran. They are the protectors of religion and Almighty Allah's trustees among people.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation. And I pray to you to intercede on my behalf. And I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
These 12 Imams are actual manifestations of the Holy Quran, total embodiment of the Holy Quran, and humans' guides towards salvation, both in this world and hereafter. They are the reminders of reality. They are the realizations of Almighty Allah's attributes. And since they are the speakers of the Holy Quran, Imam Baqir alayhi salam stated, "We are Almighty Allah's remembrance." وَنَحْنُ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ وَنَحْنُ أَكْبَرُ And we are greater. We have to know that our belief is not complete without accepting the guardianship and science of the infallibles. Without obedience to their orders, our morality would be corrupted. And without inclusion in their leadership, our needs would be insufficient. If we do not follow them, our world will be unorganized. And we don't want to be covered by Almighty Allah's wrath when we are dying. The Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the last moments of his life told his nation, "Inni tarikun fikum al-thiqlain, I leave two invaluable things among you, Kitab Allah wa itrati ahl bayti, Quran and my household. Wa innahuma lan yaftariqa hatta yarida alayya al-hawl. These two would not be separated from each other until they are presented to me beside the river in paradise. And if you resort to these two precious things, you would never go astray after me." But dear listeners, you judge for yourselves what happened after the Holy Prophet ﷺ passed away. We will continue talking about this meaning of dhikr and remembrance in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.